Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We love the hot stove conversation and all of that stuff. So looking forward to getting into that with you, with the Mets and Yanks and what needs to be done so we can talk about that. Obviously, week now 14 in the NFL. Hoff is back with us, so he could probably get us the updated perfect parlay standings, although I hesitate to ask for those.
You might cheat.
There has been a change atop the leaderboard there with you getting on a heater all of a sudden.
I know.
It hasn't happened in perfect parlay history, back-to-back weeks with the perfect parlay.
And I might not be done. I could go maybe a little more conservative. I've been throwing those, 40-yard...
Three-teamers you hit.
Three-teamers. Yeah, now I can maybe look for a little two-teamer, keep the mojo going, go a little back-to-back-to-back. So not only did I... And he hit this as well. And you're right. I don't trust his math at this point, so we got to double check.
Yeah. No, he keeps he keeps record of it all.
Well, no, I trust his ability to compute it accurately. I don't trust his ability not to lie to us.
Can you print
that? He wants to be in first place.
Can you print that? It's nice to see you, by the way, Hoff.
Yeah, Hoff. I mean, he's waving at you. What?
Well, we haven't seen you since pre-Thanksgiving. Jeez.
I got one guy saying I'm going to cheat the system.
You haven't been here since last Tuesday.
Since you took batting practice.
I asked Rami to give me the perfect Pauly standings. He's like, I don't know. I look at Dove. He's like, I don't know.
Dove.
Nobody could get it.
He could have texted me. I might have been sleeping yesterday,
also,
but I could have texted him.
Also, we do have an issue because you guys, and we do need to talk this out as a show.
Yep.
We do have an issue. You gave your turkey teaser on Tuesday, you and Hoff.
Mm-hmm.
I gave mine on Wednesday.
Okay.
And I believe there was a change in the line from the Lions game.
Favoring or hurting one of us?
Hurting one of us.
Who's the us?
I'm not going to mention that until I get...
Me,
no, I'm not going to mention that.
You know what I'm going to say?
Before I tell you who the us is...
Let's have a ruling?
Well, should...
Whenever the picks were made, so if I'm positively or adversely affected, same with Hoff, okay?
Yeah.
Since we did it a day before you, since we were out on Wednesday, whatever we did on Tuesday... Despite some fluctuations in the line on Wednesday when you did it,
we should
remain married to what was said on Tuesday. That's only,
right,
otherwise,
but,
why do we do it?
Right, so you're saying whatever the line is at the time of the pick?
Correct.
But why would then, say, somebody else have why would you and me have different lines for the same game?
Well, maybe it changed a half a point based on some late money coming in from Tuesday to Wednesday.
Is that fair for the system?
It is, because we determined that, you could have done a Tuesday with us. You elected not to, because in your slippery mind, you're thinking you're going to get an advantage.
No.
That's what you're thinking.
The truth is, I was working by myself. I needed content to get through Wednesday.
And you know what? He did say that, though.
I need the turkey day teaser on Tuesday. Yeah. What the hell am I going to talk about tomorrow?
He said that.
So, and I ended up getting screwed.
Oh, you did?
Now,
sorry to hear that, buddy. It's been a rough couple days for you, huh?
Exactly. I don't know. I want the turkey day teaser. I need that. So for me, I think it cost me a half point on the Lions part of the teaser.
Did you go up or down? I don't know what you did for the Lions.
I took the Lions, who were favored on Tuesday, I believe, by 2.5.
Yep.
On Wednesday, it went to 3.
Okay.
Which means I had the Lions plus 7.
Uh-huh.
They lost by 7.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, and then on a teaser.
On a teaser, 10-point swing.
But I believe ties are not a push on a teaser.
They are. So if you do a 4, and unless I'm wrong on this, if you do a 4-team parlay and you...
Parlay, yes. Teaser.
Yeah.
Teaser. Remember,
what am I saying? I'm still missing that. Remember, I messed it up last week.
BT, do you in fact know what a parlay or a teaser
is? I've probably gambled as much as anybody.
All right, let's get back to the calls here, but we got to clear that up a little bit later on. 888-808-1019. Rich is calling from Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Rich.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
I just happened to mention the teaser. A teaser is a loser. A tie is a loser.
Yes, yes, yeah, that's right.
That's
right. Not in a parlay.
That's a big half point.
All,
it cost me 35
I've liked
points.
You guys since day one. You guys are a great show, great chemistry.
Thanks.
And as far as Joe Shane goes, I split season tickets with four other guys. And none of us are going to renew if the Giants don't get rid of Shane. And they've got to get a established coach, whether it's McCarthy.
I'm calling BS on that.
Oh.
Yeah, Richard, I respect what you're saying, and I love what you're saying. I'm calling BS on that. How many years have you had season tickets?
Over 40.
Yeah, over 40 years. And this is going to be where you draw the line in the sand? Where were you the last decade when you could have said, well, if they keep this guy, if they hire this guy, if they do that, this is if they bring Joe Shane back, are you really going to pull your season tickets?
I was exaggerating a little bit.
There you go.
I knew
good
it,
job dude. On that, Sal. Yeah, no, that's a good
Giants,
call.
The Giants are bottom 25% in talent. The guy hasn't fixed the field goal kicker in 3 years.
That's true.
They have no big player neighbors, yes, but and they finally got Dart, who could probably hook up with them. If you get Theo Johnson in a Secret Santa deal, get him a pair of hands for Christmas.
He's another one who's overrated. Oh, yeah, thanks for the call.
I kind of like Theo Johnson, not as a star. I think he's okay though.
Okay,
Theo's fine.
I can understand saying you like him because there are things that are likable about his skill set. However, he's not very good. He has maybe the potential to be good. No, I mean, dropping balls.
He should have caught that. I thought he had to catch that ball. That was a great throw
BT,
by Dart.
This has been a repeated thing. It doesn't mean that he can't figure it out, but it's the potential of a guy.
His consistency's not there.
He looks good, and there's potential that you say, wow, okay, he jumps off the screen at you, big-bodied guy, can move a little bit.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So there are some attributes that are eye-opening. But however you look at the production and the results are extremely inconsistent.
No, they are. But think about the quarterback play for the Giants the last couple of years. I mean, you had DeVito throwing, you know, the ducks. You have Russ the first couple of weeks, although, you know, week two was phenomenal when they put up 40 points and lost late to Dallas. You know, obviously, Dart is really talented, excuse me, but he's a rookie. Think about Evan Engram and the way, like, you go back to his years with the Giants. I'd love to hear some of the conversations on this station and on social media about Evan Engram when he was still a New York Giant. Yeah. I'm not saying that that's the same trajectory for Theo Johnson. I'm just saying that there's something to be said for a young player, you know, getting better and gaining some consistency. If you don't at least flash enough for me to say, I think you could be really good, I lose interest quick. Now, what offsets that is the inconsistencies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
But and same with Mason. Mason Taylor's not inconsistent. I just see a flash that I like. I see a ceiling that is appealing, and I see the ceiling with Theo. But I just got to see, I mean, this is important stuff here.
Yeah.
I've got to see fewer drops.
Well,
and if you get, I know, that's why it sounds idiotic to say that.
No, I know. He's still a young player.
I like him. I've always liked him.
I wouldn't give up hope on him, but those things are part of the reason why the Giants are 2-11. So you could say, well, we like the draft pick in Theo Johnson because there's a lot to like there. However, the results with some of the drops and key spots or whatever it may be, or the inconsistencies, all add up to a losing record.
And he's not the only one culpable there. There's no doubt. You're right. Now, also, you know, push this forward a little bit here, and he's going to be, I would think early on, 95%, 90-ish% of his explosiveness, talking about Neighbors. You know, I like Theo Johnson now. I really like Theo Johnson if Malik Neighbors is getting double-teamed.
Mark is calling from Houston, Texas. What's up, Mark?
Yo.
Hey guys. First, just want to say, you know, New Jersey native here in Houston now, and you guys have been my connection to back home. I can listen to you with my young son. There's never any smutter garbage. I love the show and follow you guys wherever you go.
Thank
you. We appreciate it.
Nice, man.
And yeah, I'm just asking, what do you guys think about with the Giants, maybe bring in the coach they like and have him bring in his own GM? Do you think that could be successful?
Only if it was somebody like a McCarthy or you know, Gruden, somebody who's done that. Although Gruden hired Mike Mayock, so I don't even know if I would give him that latitude. Mark, I would be open to it, but you basically have to be a Super Bowl winning head coach to have that kind of say.
Mark, I think it's a great question.
It is a good question.
I think you just nailed it, BT, and thank you for the call, Mark, and your support. We appreciate that. If I'm hiring Bill Belichick, and I would, I'm having him pick his guy, and I would hope that it would be Thomas Dimitroff. Dimitroff has earned... forget about deserved. I hate that word. He has earned another opportunity. Look at his track record.
I'm a fan.
And I'm more familiar with it than most because I followed the Falcons, especially back then.
Yeah.
And he came onto the New England tree of success. So I would try to pair, and it doesn't necessarily have to be him. It's just what I would do. And if anything, I'd rather have Dimitroff than even Belichick. And I'd let Dimitroff pick a head coach. But if it is head coach first and Belichick in place, I would hope he would bring Dimitroff along with him and they could work together. So that's what I would do. But I would, depending on the head coach, obviously prefer to have, in a perfect world, BT, you'd like to hire the GM and have him bring in his own guy.
Yeah, that's the synergy I'm looking for. It doesn't always happen. Usually it's messy.
But that's more of a rebuild to... You know what I mean? Or at least where the Giants are at, and God, they've tried that before. If it were Dimitroff or an experienced GM, then I'd be on board with saying, okay, I trust that experienced GM that has been proven to have success to hire the next head coach that he feels like he needs to hire.
I could get behind that. Let me ask you this. We talk, and this pertains to Belichick. And I'm curious how you answer this. So I just don't necessarily think that Belichick still has his fastball the way he once did. I can't prove that. You like him. We both respect him.
I can't prove it either. But
yeah, but we obviously, I mean, he's Lombardi, Parcells, Belichick, you know, Belichick in front of Parcells. That tells you how much we love because we love Parcells. Point being, when a coach gets older or is out of the game for a while, and it's been a couple of years for Belichick, and he's definitely older, you know, some people say the league passes him by because the league is always evolving. Dimitroff has been out of the game for a little bit in terms of being that head man. Right, I know he's with the Saints. I get that.
He got back in. He was doing other stuff. We
a
had
lot
him
of TV.
In here.
I love him. Great personality. The Jets. He was on the Jets radar before they hired Mucci. I think he's very polished. I think he's very good. I think he's very accomplished. I think he's very interesting. My question, though, would be, do you think that applies to the GM as well, who's out of the league as a GM for a couple of years, that as the league evolves, he could kind of lose that sync with what the league is doing?
If he were just sitting on his rear end doing other things outside of football, then maybe. But even then, I think if you're great at something, it may take a little while to knock the rust off. But eventually you're going to get back on and be like, okay, now we know what we're doing. So and he has never truly left the game. So he's still been on it. Would I rather have... I can only give you my opinion. I can't.
That's what we're asking for.
Yeah, right. So would I rather have Thomas Dimitroff, who I know was excellent and only got fired because they incorrectly felt it was time for a fresh voice, change everything we're asking the Yankees to do with Brian Cashman? That's what happened in Atlanta. And look what's happened. This guy Fontenot's been there for 5 years, and they've gone the wrong way. He's made horrible draft pick and not knowing how to build a team, and the team sucks. So they wish, as a matter of fact, they should be hiring Dimitroff back. Point is, you look at his record, what he did with Atlanta, with two different head coaches as well. They got to a point with Mike Smith that they felt, okay, it was time to move on. They hired Dan Quinn. They ended up getting to the Super Bowl. We know about the collapse. But he knows what he's doing. Would I rather have that with that resume or take a chance on a first-time guy that's going to be elevated that comes from another organization? Because obviously, from the Giants' perspective, you're not elevating anybody within the organization.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't
think they've earned that. Yeah, I mean, listen, you look at coordinators, whether it's a Shula, who's very appealing to some, and all the other names that are being thrown out there for this head coaching cycle. I love to just look at their resumes. I like to see if there was... Now, generally, they're known for one side of the football. Dable, offense, obviously, somebody, Robert Saleh, defense. But a lot of these men early in their career, they may have been on the other side or special teams somewhere in the middle. And I'm just, which I think is good. I think it creates a well-roundedness that I think could be very appealing and serve that man and that franchise well. I look at Dimitroff here. Yeah, I didn't realize he was the 2008 to 2020. I didn't know it was quite that long. So yeah. I love that stability. And obviously before that with the Patriots there, he was the national scout for a bunch of years, and obviously a lot of scouting ties, Lions, Browns, different franchises.
Now you also have to remember.
I like him. I've always liked him.
You also have to, and again, even if you don't follow it, look at his resume, look at his record. You also have to remember the circumstances that he took over with Vic going to prison.
Yeah.
And it's a historically losing organization. Prior to his arrival, they never had back-to-back winning seasons.
Oh, like your Mets season.
Correct.
Like the Mets, chasing the same thing.
The Mets in the postseason only happened consecutive years twice in their history, as you referenced. All the time.
Yeah.
So he built that into a sustained, successful.
No question. He drafted Matt Ryan.
Yes.
He drafted Matt Third.
Yes, even though there was talk about, remember, they got lucky. It was the third overall pick. Parcells was with the Dolphins as an advisor.
Yes, he was.
They took Jake Long.
Yeah.
And Glenn Dorsey, the guy who I wanted to take, he went number two to
D-tackle,
the Chiefs.
Right?
Yes.
Yep.
And then the Falcons ended up with Matt Ryan.
And Matt Ryan was not a layup. Now, remember, my sister went to BC, so I always watch BC, right? Even now, I check in a little bit. I remember watching Matt a lot, and I loved him.
Yeah.
But what I remember saying on the air at that point was, you know, guys, look what he's doing. He's not even throwing NFL wide receivers. And that doesn't mean like Burrow at LSU wasn't a stud. He obviously wasn't. He's a stud now. But when you're throwing to guys who are going to play on Sunday versus guys who are only going to play on Saturdays and pretty much, you know, maybe enter the world of finance when they're done playing on Saturdays, I thought that was even more reason to think that there was another level to Matt Ryan.
Right.
But that was a leap of faith, and he was not a great athlete. It's not like he was running around the pocket making people miss. So for him to hone in on him for a school outside of Doug Flutie, that's pretty much it, that doesn't really put out quarterbacks, that was good instincts.
And they won immediately.
Yeah.
Even Mike Smith, he hired the right guy at the right time. They won immediately with a rookie quarterback, which was unheard of. Nobody expected anything from them. So, yeah, and as a matter of fact, I want them to build inside out. I'm saying this is the first year of a rebuild, inside out. Get me Glenn Dorsey. Obviously, taking Matt Ryan was the right thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.